Bring in Sinem Kosovoglu. She's monitoring developments for us from Istanbul. Sinem, first on the death and injury toll as it stands right now after the two powerful earthquakes.
Yes, the second earthquake was as strong as the first one, Darin, and some of the people say they felt it much stronger than the previous one, especially in the cities like Malatya, which is closer to the second epicenter of Elbistan. And they are saying that they felt it much stronger. We're talking about a vast geography here, Darin. We're talking about 10 cities, 10 eastern cities. Some of them are in decent size, and we're talking about at least 10 million, maybe more than 12 million people who are living in these cities, in these areas. So this is a tough task for the Turkish authorities and the local rescue workers to deal with, as millions are outside. Millions have been tested with these two earthquakes and the aftershocks that counts more than 100 during the day after the first shake in the morning. So some of the places, we are hearing that the rescue workers haven't even been able to reach out to those places. Kahramanmaraş, the epicenter of this earthquake, and Gaziantep, one of the biggest eastern cities that hosts millions of people and also that hosts the biggest number of Syrian refugees, those cities have been badly affected. And we are hearing that Hatay is also in bad condition. There are so many buildings that have been collapsed, but we don't have many reports regarding to Hatay, Antakya region. So it is a level 4 alarm code for Turkey that requires international assistance. And we have heard Western countries, NATO members, including the United States, Greece, Georgia, Azerbaijan, many countries trying to help Turkey, sending troops or rescue workers, medical aid supplies. Also, just 15 minutes ago, we heard from the Turkish ministry, Turkish presidency, that Russian President Vladimir Putin called the Turkish president and conveyed his condolences about the losses of this earthquake. And he informed Turkish president on how his country will assist in this search and rescue operations throughout the week and in the coming days. So international assistance, especially these days, are very important, as the first 3 days after these earthquakes are critical for the survivors who are trapped under the rubbles.
Yes, and as you're saying, time is of the essence. And we're looking at the live picture, or we were just a moment ago, of the aftermath of that earthquake, destroyed buildings. And presumably, we're also hearing that some airports have been closed, some roads have been damaged. So what does this mean for the search and rescue teams who are trying to get to the most affected areas? What are we learning from the authorities about that rescue operation and how it's going?
Well, Darin, Turkey is prone to earthquakes in its history, but this time it is different because, first, the geography that has been hit by this earthquake is very vast. We're talking about a huge amount of people, about a big population. And, of course, the biggest challenge is the winter conditions. Throughout the last week, Turkey has been going through harsh winter conditions, especially in the eastern Anatolian cities. These days, these months are very critical because the snow is heavy. Even in Istanbul, it has been a difficult weekend. We have been receiving warnings from the Disaster Management Agency that Tuesday and Wednesday will be difficult in Istanbul because of snow and the wind and heavy rain. Since last night, flights have been canceled to these cities because of the weather conditions. And it was right before the earthquake happened. And after this earthquake, as you said, airports are closed in Gaziantep, in Hatay, in Kahramanmaraş, and in Adana. These are the cities badly affected by this earthquake, and there is no access. And, for instance, the highway between Hatay and Gaziantep has been totally cracked. People are not able to access to some of the district, which makes to reach out to those people for help, search and rescue, more and more difficult. That's why more vehicles, more carriers actually are needed, as the Turkish president pointed out in his speech earlier in the day. So this is This is a difficult situation. Also, some infrastructure have been hit during. We know that there are two hospitals, one in Iskenderun and one in Hatay, that have collapsed. And the natural gas pipelines in Gaziantep and Kahramanmaraş have been also hit. And as per the vice president mentioned this morning, it may take days to repair those pipelines, which means even if people have safe houses, it will be difficult for them to warm up under these heavy winter conditions, because we saw in the pictures and we heard from the people that we know in Gaziantep and in other places, when they took out to the streets after the earthquake, it was very cold and it was very difficult for them to stay outside. Some of them went to the public buildings, or some of them went to most big places that they could warm up and stay safe. So the coming hours are going to be very difficult for the Turkish people who have survived this earthquake, and for the rescue workers as it's becoming dark. It is a difficult task, and everybody prays for Turkey. Neighbor and friend countries are trying to reach out to Turkey with medical aids and with more human source, like rescue workers, but more is going to be needed for this country that has been going through one of its worst earthquakes in its history.
Thank you so much, Sinem, for that update from Istanbul.